681.
Amend intergovernmental agreement with TriMet to end 14 participant agencies to extend the term to September 30, 2015 to provide transit police services.
Good afternoon, Commander Liloff. Bob, welcome.
Good afternoon.
So why are we extending these contracts?
These are five-year contracts. They haven't been reviewed in 5 years. There's been significant changes, and we thought we had all of it worked out, and there's one glitch in language that we resolved last week, but we weren't able to get it completed. So I believe we have buy-in from all 14 agencies. It's really a language issue around buying command staff. The future of transit policing is buying command staff from other agencies. So there's a commander from Portland, there's a lieutenant from Portland, there's also a lieutenant from Gresham, and our intent is to buy another lieutenant from another agency. So there's a little glitch and shoring up things from 5 years.
So we get all that worked out in the next 2 months, and you come back to us with new five-year contracts. That's the plan.
So it's a short extension?
3 months.
It's a three-month extension?
So the three-month extension allows the bill to be paid and services to not be affected. And then last week, Larry O'Day and TriMet sat down and met in the evening and actually worked out the conflict we were having. It's only a language issue, and we have a resolution to that, and this gives us time to get the signatures.
So I don't know whether this is part of the discussion. A couple of times I've been on the MAX going to the convention center and have seen our officers working with their inspectors in a fairly aggressive manner, particularly against people who appear to be homeless, and that was not my understanding of what transit police were doing. I wasn't aware that you were part of the fair enforcement team.
Fair enforcement is very important to the transit, to TriMet, and we do partner up. They handle the fair inspecting, and we handle looking at criminal histories and exclusions and warrants, and we do those for a number of reasons. It is working the system itself, securing and making people feel safe, taking people that have warrants off the system, and it's also terrorism. We work the platforms pretty aggressively.
It wasn't clear to me in the two instances that I observed that the police were waiting until the fair inspection had been done and that you would then be involved in the criminal background check. It seemed very much that the officer and the fair inspector were doing the fair enforcement.
We do fair inspections. It is a marriage, so they will encounter the person. If they do not have a fare, that is a violation. And as they run the person, if it becomes a warrant or an excluded issue, then the police take care of that. So we're doubling our efforts. And it's also equitable.
I'd be interested in statistics on that. I'm concerned, though, that it's putting our police officers in situations which should not escalate into use of force incidents, and that it seemed likely to me, just watching, that that might happen. You know, similar to, we've got an ordinance later on this afternoon about we don't want the police enforcing the smoking ban on parks. Riding TriMet without a ticket shouldn't escalate into something much worse.
And I actually counter with it's very safe for the officers because we're working in a large group. We're working 3-4 officers along with 3 or 4 fare inspectors. So we're having very little use of force because there's usually 2 officers to be able to deal with that issue rather than that escalating into a force issue. And it is a theft of services issue. And we're having quite a loss to the system, upwards of 19%. And so as a steward of the money, we're also trying to protect the system from major loss.
I was more concerned about the impact on the passenger than whether the police are in groups of 4 or more.
So my 6 months there, I think the impact is that people really enjoy that. They like seeing the police on the platform. They enjoy feeling safe, and we hit different platforms at different times, and it's also a mechanism to counter violence in some areas of the city. And so working in large group is actually a very effective tool. I am actually enhancing that abilities, and that is one of the main focuses that I would like to try. So if we need to have some conversation about that, I would enjoy that.
Thank you, I'd like to do that.
Good. Further questions? Okay, anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, we'll take a roll call vote, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, I'm glad that we're going to have another conversation offline, and also the coming back for 3 months. I found the experience quite terrifying, and I had a ticket. So I'm concerned about the effect. And as we're working to have our police seen as champions and not warriors, and looking at potential interactions, I think that there is, I have a significant concern that I'd be happy to talk about with you more. Aye.
Hales.
Thank you. Aye.